up. Right, okay. Hey, Katie, morning to you. Morning. Lovely to have you in the studio. You make, like, country music sound like you're not from Surrey, but from Nashville.
Thank you.
What did you, well, it's a big compliment because clearly Nashville's a place to be. But yes. What got you into country music?
I was introduced to country music at a very early age. I had trouble sleeping as a baby, and my parents used to play Jim Reeves and Patsy Cline and all those kind of old southern crooners to get me to go to sleep. And I think it just kind of, I didn't really have a choice. It was just like it took over, and found myself singing country music when I was really little, and I was living in the States at the time, so it just kind of happened.
So, living in the States. Oh, that's interesting. So I thought you were a Surrey girl through and through.
I have lived in Surrey now for 13 years. Yeah. But before that, I lived in Long Island, New York.
Wow.
So it was a big change. But I think I managed to bring that little bit of country with me. So.
I think you did as well. And there's no American twang there either.
No, my dad's English. He made sure of that. He made sure that I had the English accent.
And mum?
My mum is Lebanese, actually.
Oh, wow. So no American at all in your family?
No, no American. But
you started off there.
Started off there, and it's kind of been my plan to move back and just keep making this music.
So. Absolutely. So you got interested in country music right from tiny
yeah.
tot. So you play the guitar yourself. How long have you been playing the guitar?
Well, technically speaking, about 5 years. But I would say only in the past kind of year and a bit that I've really kind of tried to learn properly. And Gab's been teaching me.
And Gab's in the studio with us. Morning, Gab.
Good morning.
Right-hand man to you.
Yes, absolutely.
Co-writer of your songs, apparently.
Yeah.
So how difficult is it to write a country music album? You've got an EP coming out,
I mean, I don't think we found it that hard. I think the hardest thing is actually having something to say. Rather than just sitting down and being like, I'm going to write a song for the sake of writing a song. I think when we sat down to write, it was like, okay, this is what I'm feeling and this is why I want to put it out there and share that. And finding a way to make those words seem as honest and truthful to us as possible. So it was more like, okay, here's our story, rather than it being...
Yeah.
Overly, I think we get a bit scared of trying. Sometimes when you try too hard, it's a bit like cliched.
Definitely. And the thing about country music is it does tell a story usually, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, baby, love your baby. It really
is.
No, it's
very much the genre that is the story and the truth.
And that appeals.
Have a lot of quotes about the fact that it's like three chords and the truth and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's where songwriters go when they actually just have something like a story to tell.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to hearing you, actually, because we're going to have a little bit of your new album.
Yeah, my new single.
Your new single. You're going to play in the studio for us today. So should we have a song? And then we'll talk some more about your career.
So this is my new single. It's called See You Later, and it came out on the 30th of July. And I would say this song is pretty much my message to... Kind of, it's weird. When we wrote it started out as kind of telling someone to get lost, pretty much. It's like people who don't quite get the message. But the more I think about it, the more it's actually a little bit more empowering for the person who's saying it. It's like, so,
right.
Yeah, this is See You Later.
Interesting.
Mr. Persistent, keep your distance. You must think I was born last week. Think you're pretty cool, irresistible. It takes more to sweep me off my feet. Oh, Mr., you never listen. You're just waiting for your turn to speak. But I've seen how you act. That's the reason that we ain't never, ever gonna meet. Up for coffee when you ask me for the third time. Ain't even started, but I'm leaving saying goodbye, baby. Oh, baby. Like the devil knocking on my door. You don't get my love for free. So see you later, see you later now. I'll see you later, see you later. Now you're insistent that you're committed to do what it takes to win my hand. devil knocking on my door. You don't get my love for free. So see you later, see you later now. I'll see you later, see you later now. See you later, see you later now. I'll see you later, see you later.
Wow, fantastic. Wow, I can't tell you how that was being opposite you, because I mean, most people that come and play live in the studio, you always get the sense that they're enjoying it anyway, because music, it runs through the veins with you musicians. Definitely. But that was really like buzzing.
Oh, thank you. I mean, Gab played so hard just then he broke his string.
Oh, did you? I didn't even notice. Wow. So a bit of fixing's going to go on.
My guitar now.
Brilliant. So, oh my goodness. So tell us about your connection with Murray Pulver then, because Murray Pulver is from Canada.
Yes.
Tell us how you got to know him.
I still can't really believe that we actually know him. It's kind of mind-blowing. When we sat down and we were like, okay, we need to make a new EP. We need to work on new material and go recording again. And we were like, okay, couldn't quite figure out who we wanted to produce the material. And so we wrote a list of our dream producers just to kind of see. And then we figured we'd email them and they'd never respond and that would just be that. And we'd, you know, end up doing it ourselves or something. And within a couple of hours of sending out these emails, Murray immediately got back in touch and was like, let's have a Skype session, let's talk tonight, I heard your demo and I want to work on these songs. And we were just blown away because he's just so talented and he's worked with some incredible people. And we had a Skype session and he got the sound. I think he understood exactly the direction that we wanted to take the music, and he understood the influences, because we're not just country, we have a little bit of blues, a little bit of rock, and it's kind of taking all those different things and melding them together into one kind of collective piece of work. And I think he just knew what we wanted to do somehow. So after that Skype session, I just booked tickets to Canada. I was like, okay, this is happening. And then we kind of had to figure out how to make it work, because we suddenly realized we were going to be going to Winnipeg in January and it's like minus 30 degrees.
Oh yeah,
crazy.
It is so, very cold. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, that was such a surprise to be able to work with someone of his caliber. And I'm so proud of the fact that we got to make this music.
It's quite gobsmacking, actually, isn't it? Because he's big on the Canadian scene, and you know, he's toured with some huge people as
well. Yeah, well, he was in the band Crash Test Dummies, and they did really well. And he was in another band as well, and he's produced albums for the Brothers Landreth and some other really cool people. So if you haven't heard of him, you should check him out, I think.
Yes, I checked him out. He's quite impressive. Mm-hmm. So you got on a plane and you went to Canada, and you recorded this See EP. You Later.
Yeah, we recorded See You Later and four other songs. Mm-hmm. And the EP is called Unfinished Business and it will be out later this year. Yeah. So we're very excited about it.
What sort of later this year? Can you give us a ballpark
I reckon around October, November time. Mm-hmm. I haven't officially made up my mind yet, so we'll see. But we have another single that we want to put out first, and that one I'm really excited for people to hear. And we drove to Spain, the band, and well, there are seven of us, videographer and a photographer, and my best friend. We got in two Jeeps and we drove to Spain and we filmed a mini Western movie type thing as a music video. So that's going to be coming out with the new single, which will be out, I think, September time.
And that will be featured on the EP as well.
And that song is going to be on the EP as well, yeah.
So, wow, a couple of really good songs already on the EP.
Yeah.
Now, tell us, you have already been awarded Unsigned Artist. You've got, I read you've got some award.
We got nominated.
Nominated, that's
it. At the beginning of this year for UMA, which was crazy, yeah. And that's an Unsigned Music Award. And we were nominated for Best Country Folk Act among some other really, really talented people. So it's such an honour to be nominated. The UMAs themselves, they were supposed to have an award show, and they've decided to extend the process because they want to make it bigger and better. So I haven't... We don't know when we're going to find out what happens with that award, but fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, wow. So it hasn't actually been... It hasn't happened
yet. Decided yet, yeah. They're gonna, they've postponed it so they can do something really exciting and cool, but they haven't told us what they're doing yet, so...
And is that down to a group of industry professionals, or can people vote for that?
I think that one's done industry professionals, mm-hmm. I believe.
Okay.
But I know that they, before the process starts, I think they take... that you can submit people to be awarded or to be nominated.
Yeah.
And so I think the public kind of vote and they submit people, and then the industry professionals look at everything and go, okay, these are the people that we need to...
Right. So you've already been nominated. So, yes. we can't help you there. The listeners and me, that is. But hey, tell us about who your inspirations are then. Who's right up there for you?
That changes on a daily basis. Right up there for me, in terms of vocals, it would be Patsy Cline. But on a more modern perspective, people like John Mayer, who take a lot of risks and do different genres every album, and bands like Rascal Flatts, who I've been obsessed with my whole life, and Miranda Lambert, mm-hmm. who's a country singer over in the States, and she's just released, well, I think it was last year now, or the year before, a double album. Which is just such a fantastic collection
Double
of songs.
Double album, that's a lot of songs.
A lot of songs. So she's definitely a huge inspiration of mine.
Yeah.
And there's a cool band called Brothers Osborne, who I think they're the only people at the moment who get away with the really long guitar solos. So I know Gab really likes them because it kind of gets that element of the theatrical stage performance back in. But yeah, there's so many talented people. I mean, last night we went into London just to watch our friends play. And there's just getting to see how many incredibly talented people there are at the moment making music is just so inspiring.
Oh, I know. It's fabulous. Tell me, why do you think country music has made such a boost? It's actually come up so much in
the UK. It has, yeah. It's kind
of UK.
Blown up. I don't really know why, but the only thing I can really point my finger to would be the fact that I love pop music, don't get me wrong. I listen to everything on the charts just as much as I listen to country music, but I think the one thing it's lacking at the moment is a cohesive story. The songs don't really tell you anything. They're really great songs to sing along to in the car and stuff, but they're kind of more like passing moments, mm-hmm. whereas I think country music is very centered in the fact that there is a meaning behind each and every song. Well, I hope that's the way it is. That's how I view it. So I think there's an element of the fact that the songwriting aspect, the lyrics have gotten a bit lost in modern music, and I think people have gone looking for that in other genres. So I think it kind of gave country music a bit more of a platform to be able to be like, we're here, we've written these really cool songs. And
I think you're right, actually, yes.
And I think that's what's happened. I think people have gone looking for songs again rather than just...
Yeah, and possibly maybe the fact that some of the crossover artists have made it popular.
Well, that too, yeah.
Because perhaps the twanginess that we
associate with it's kind of kind of been a little bit dimmed down, which is not a bad thing. It's really cool. I mean, artists like Taylor Swift have definitely opened doors to a massive amount of people who would otherwise have thought that country music was still very much in the 50s and 60s back when it... Because country and Western is its own thing. And I think people confuse Western with country nowadays, and
yeah,
I mean, we'll say, oh, we're a country act, and people will be like, oh, do you sing like Dolly Parton? And it's like, I'd love to sing like Dolly Parton, but no. And I think artists like Taylor Swift and people like Carrie Underwood who have crossover songs definitely open those doors, and then pop audiences go, oh, hang on a second, this isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. It's not all honky-tonk.
Absolutely. And when you see that people like the Shires, I think they were the only British group to be in the top 20.
Yeah.
They've shot to the top of the charts as a country band.
Yeah, the Shires have done phenomenally well for
and
themselves.
They deserve it. I was at the Albert Hall to watch them recently, and I think one of the things that they said that night was they were the first country band to appear at the Royal Albert Hall doing their own set.
I think they're the first UK country music band to do that, which is just mind-blowing. The fact that country music has such a big audience now where it was kind of hidden. And I think the other thing is, I was speaking to someone last night, and she was saying, I used to be afraid to tell people that I sang country music because you get that instant judgment. And I think people now are much more open about it, which is kind of a
and
really cool
good.
Thing to see. It's really good. And people like Ward Thomas and the Shires and all those artists have definitely made
And they're
huge
all from way. Around here, virtually,
all from,
aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much all from Surrey. Well, I guess this is kind of like
Surrey,
the country.
Sort of Buckinghamshire.
This is our south.
I know, but you expect a few from the north, maybe. But
there are quite a lot of country singers from the north of the UK, and there's a really big scene up in around Manchester and everything like that. But I kind of like think of it as country music's a southern states thing, so maybe it's a southern UK thing too.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's the big dream for you?
The
you talked, about going back to the States and doing stuff there.
Yeah, we have plans to go back over and hopefully tour over there as soon as we can. But I think, end game for me, I just want to play the Opry.
Oh, wow.
But we definitely want to be, selling out arenas and just getting to make music every day. I think, to be honest, if we got to do what we love every day, then that would be a pretty good life.
I don't think
you can get any better than that. So if we got to just sit and write songs and then go and play those songs to people, that would it'd be awesome.
Well, when you think of bands like Sugarland, duos like Sugarland that have made phenomenal success.
Yeah.
It would be nice to think of selling out arenas as big as theirs, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, or doing a tour like the one Taylor Swift's on at the moment, which is a stadium tour that's just absolutely insane. I mean, she's had like over 100,000 people on one night. That's just...
Oh, that blows your mind.
You can't even imagine that many people in one place.
Absolutely. Wow. Okay, well, it's lovely to have you here. Now, I'm wary of the time. We're getting towards, the packing in for this morning, but I really want to hear some more. So have you got another song
we
that
do,
you can play?
Yeah. We're going to play Unfinished Business, which is the title track off the EP. And this song is one of those songs where we really had to dig deep. It's very honest, and I think everybody will have a person that this song will relate to. So, yeah, this is Unfinished Business.
Fantastic. Look forward to it then.
Sick and drawing my desk to the right of my bed is a letter that I started halfway down the page. All the ink spilled again. Guess those secrets remain guarded. There's a book on a nightstand. I'm 10 pages in, and the spine's already been broken. Yeah, the ending's unknown, but it's written. So I ain't losing sleep. Yes, I can live with all those things being incomplete. But you feel like unfinished business, like a hurricane that's stopping me in you. Feel like unfinished business, and I can't help myself from living in flashbacks. Yeah, I sure hope there's more to this, 'cause you feel like there's a song that I love, but I hate it because I still don't know the lyrics. So I make up the words, and it might sound absurd, but I'm my only critic. And it's tragic to think that the moment I blink, this picture will lose focus. And it scares me to death. There's love on my breath, and you won't even notice. notice. You feel like unfinished business, like a hurricane that's stopping me in my tracks. You can't help myself from living in flashbacks. Yeah, I sure hope there's more to this, 'cause you feel like unfinished business. There's a dream that I had and it's making me mad that we laid down those foundations. Yeah, it ain't got no walls, and it started out small, but I just want it all. Yeah, you feel like unfinished business, like a hurricane that's stopping me in I can't help myself from living in flashbacks. Yeah, I sure hope there's more to this. I really hope there's more to this, 'cause you feel, yeah, you feel like unfinished
business. Wow. Wow. That has just blown me away. That is just amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Remind us of what the album, the EP, is going to be called.
The EP is going to be called Unfinished Business.
As
and
title
it will be
track.
Out later this year, and that's the title track.
Where can people see you if they want to? Are you going to be doing any live gigs?
We're doing a couple of really exciting live performances. We're playing the end of this month, the Great British Rock Blues Festival, Rhythm and Blues Festival, and we're also playing the Pilton Party, which is really exciting because we're going to be opening for Liam Gallagher.
Wow, that's
so
incredible.
That's coming up at the end of this month. And then we've got Millport Country Music Festival and a couple of others. And then hopefully we'll be going on tour towards the end of the year.
And you've got a website that people can check you out?
Yep, people can check me out on katiehurt.com. It's Katie with a Y and hurt like the injury. And then you can also find out the majority of news you'll find out about us on social media. So Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, and it's just Katie Hurt. Yeah. Across all of those, you can find it on there.
Well, it's great to have you in today. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And apologies for getting the name wrong to start with.
Oh, no, that's okay. Break the ice.
Yeah. And good luck with everything. And, you know, on our system, we've got a couple of songs of yours already.
Oh,
See You Later is loaded onto our main playlist. But we've also got one called Cheap. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember that. That was our last single.
I thought you might. So we're going to play out with that one.
Awesome. Thank you
so much. Okay, thank you.
Bye. There's nothing cheap about love.